Begin Podfix Network transmission in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Yummy and Fearless podcast with the Side Chicks, where we offer our side of the issues. Thank you so much for listening. Please follow us at Yummy Fearless on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and even Pinterest, where you'll find additional content from today's show. You can also listen to us on Apple iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher, and Spotify. Please rate, like, review, subscribe, and share. And if no one else has told you today, we love you. Now let's get into the show.
You said that the Bronx hates J-Lo?
Currently, TikTok in the Bronx is eating J-Lo's ass up.
Is this why? Why?
Yes, it's all of this. So there's been a slight undercurrent, somewhat of this, some off and on for a while. For example, Mariah Carey, she been had her knee on her neck. Like, I don't know that woman. Have you followed all of that with Mariah Carey and J-Lo?
No. Tell me more.
Oh, the shade. The shade.
No, tell me
the
more.
Shade. Mariah Carey. So it kind of goes back when Mariah was married to Tommy Mottola. And J-Lo was under his label too or something. And when Mariah, okay, I guess, was wanting to do her thing, he used J-Lo to get back at Mariah and steal songs and stuff. In addition to that, Mariah, I think, as just, because, you know, Mariah, and part of that was Tommy Mottola's pushing, they pushed her like, oh, she's this white girl. But Mariah, at her core, she's more like a black girl.
Mm-hmm.
So she also has a lot of disdain for how J-Lo has conducted herself within the music industry, i.e. taking credit for stuff she did not sing, for taking songs that were for other artists that they had recorded, but then wanting the songs and taking them. Like, she did that to Ashanti a few times. She did that to A. Marie. So Mariah had a lot of disdain for that. Said that she also would take people's aesthetic. She would take people's look. So some songs she did.
Mariah said this? Or Mariah is in this a, is Mariah's yeah, dance?
In a roundabout way. But these things are documented facts. And at this point, A. Marie and Ashanti are comfortable talking about it as of late. So even Fat Joe, as of late, admits that they tried to take Ashanti off of What's Love and put J-Lo on it. This was after it was recorded and everything. And Ashanti was like, I thought I was a rap. I thought it was going to be like a Puerto Rican thing. But Fat Joe stood up for her.
Oh, wow.
So she's within the industry known for not supporting other women, doing anything to get her advantage. And as some people say, she, you know, because when she played the role of Selena,
Which was terrible. I mean, not terrible, but I didn't see it. I just didn't see her as Selena.
Neither did most Mexicans.
Yeah.
So that was a big controversy because Mexicans felt that they should have cast a Mexican to play Selena, not
right.
a, you know, right. And I can't think of what a Latino, you know, group, what they feel, but I'm going to take their word for it.
Chicano in particular.
Yeah, I'm going to take their word for it, you know, because Selena was the truth. I mean, Selena truly was everything J-Lo ended up cosplaying.
Wait, but before you go there, I need to interject just one idea. And that is when one asserts that J-Lo kind of pilfered people's style and songs and didn't give credit where credit was due. I look at, when you think about it, I look at wasn't she affiliated with Diddy during that time?
Yeah, and so
to me, that's a him thing. He is, you know, he is notorious for we want to make the next Beyonce, or we want to make the next Destiny's Child, or we want to make the next, you know. So when I sent you a video today of a group that used to be on Bad Boy, that I'm sure I don't know this to be fact, but when you look at that group, it was a girl group. They were teenagers. You could just see that it's like he was trying to make them into a Destiny's Child or something like that. It's like it was very Destiny's Child looking. So he was really good for doing that.
And absolutely.
If he was affiliated with him, I'm putting it on him.
Absolutely. So a lot of people, even prior to like this recent stuff, a lot of people have said, Diddy ruined hip hop. That is a strong held belief by a lot of people. And so that era of when those two started going, and I'm positive that she was well aware of what the benefit she wanted to get out of that dynamic. I'm not saying she didn't actually like him or none of that, but let's be clear. I know this. You cannot convince me that she was not well aware of what she needed from him, and he was very pivotal in helping initiate the beginning of her music career.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. She probably knew. But people say Cassie knew, though. People say Cassie knew. You know, that's that all the promises that he made to her about her career and things like that. That's why she stuck around for so long. So I don't think that it's not atypical to be that ambitious where you're like, I know this is fucked up, but I'm gonna go with it because it's gonna mean something for my career.
He came in as an artist, you know what I'm saying? She came in as an artist. J-Lo was already an actress wanting to be an artist after she played the role of Selena, and it came off as so believable, and they put that battery in her back, and she was like, I can do this shit. I just got to get the right people to help me. Unlike Cassie, who already was an artist, who already had made music with Ryan Leslie, who signed a deal with a predator, you know what I'm saying? Who then who signed her right then to a 10 album deal.
Didn't know that. That's out terrible.
The gate. Yeah, so she was legally bound out the gate.
Right, as opposed to choosing to just kind of align yourself.
J-Lo was already a millionaire when she started working with P. Diddy. So she had a certain amount of power already.
Right, right.
So celebrity and anonymity and or whatever else. So,
but I didn't know this thing about Mariah and J-Lo. I didn't know there was a thing between them.
Yes, because people constantly, and you just, when we get off here, just look it up. People all have gathered up all the little clips. It's hilarious. Mariah's shady as fuck, and it's hilarious.
And I like Mariah.
I do too. And
Mariah don't like to put on clothes either. But for some reason, Mariah reads more as like her more age appropriate to me than J-Lo. I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, and it
doesn't get on my nerves as much.
It doesn't, and it doesn't. For some reason, it doesn't read stanky or slutty. It's Mariah truly is like, maybe it's talent. Maybe you're so uniquely talented that you're like, she really is like some, you know, shit. I'm Mariah. She really just diva, you know.
And she has a sense of humor, which I like her sense of humor. She's endearing because she endears herself to people because she's kind of self-deprecating at times.
Yeah.
And she doesn't take herself too seriously. And, you know, she got these kids with Nick Cannon, who's got 110 fucking other kids. But she puts her kids in her video, in her, you know, social media. And I don't know. I like her. She's very likable to me.
Yeah, she's very likable. So it's funny because they'll ask her something about her and she'll be like, I don't know that woman.
Are you serious?
Yes, it's fucking hilarious. It is hilarious. Dry. It's hilarious. So what J-Lo has done of late. So yeah, the Bronx, people are feeling right now that they can't hold it in anymore. So this is what's going on with J-Lo right now. So she released a new album, This Is Me Now.
Which I like the song. I think the song is cool. She performed it on Saturday Night Live. I like it.
Okay. I haven't heard any of it.
Do not like the video that goes with it, though. Mm-mm. She tried to steal Beyonce's idea of doing like a visual album, it looks like.
Well,
and it is trash.com.
Here's the thing. But if you look at this stuff, she's acting as if she has created something new by doing this. Also, FYI.
A visual album?
Yes. This is the part that's bonkers. Watch it. They have it. She's like, I wanted to do something that's never been done. And I got Dave. You have to fucking see it, right?
DTFOH.
Narcissist. So she put out This Is Me back in the day when she was first with Ben. Mm-hmm. Now it's This Is Me Now. Okay, so she put out the new album. So she put out the album along with a musical film called This Is Me Now, a love story. A documentary, The Greatest Love Story Never Told.
Bullshit. Yeah.
Excuse me. Right. So she says, when I was done with the music, I felt like there was a little bit more of the story to tell. And I felt like I wanted to do something special. I felt like the music deserved that. I wanted to do something that had never been done before. So she set about to tell a different story. The story is one she invested $20 million of her own money into making. Ooh. The album and the musical film and the documentary examine Lopez's romantic misadventures leading to her rekindled love with Ben Affleck. So it's Affleck, Jane Fonda, and other stars in the Dave Myers directed Amazon original This Is Me Now, a love story, an outside the box vision. Is it a rom-com, sci-fi, fiction? Which resulted in a potential investor, by the way, pulling out of it, saying that they just didn't understand the concept.
I don't either. It's terrible. I saw a bit of it, and it's terrible.
Well, she
how do they say in French? Bullshit. Terrible.
Horrible. It is horrible. So the investor was like,
I don't get it. The investor was like, it's a no for me, dog.
He's like, bullshit.
Bullshit.
Right. It's a horrible. Look.
How do they say it in Italian?
Bullshit.
If y'all have seen it, I'm telling you, it is not, it is like a snooze fucking fest. And then the whole concept of This Is Me Now, it you know what it reminds me of? It's like, have you ever, let me, I'm trying to give you, paint a picture for you. Do you remember anybody that you went to third grade with?
Not a soul.
It would be like them coming up and be like, hey, this is me now. Like, who the fuck asked you? Who cares? Hey, this is me now.
That's why I told my niece. So I was like, in 15 years, she gonna make This Is Me Now, right now.
But that was me back then.
Back then.
This is me right now.
Right motherfucking now. This is me right motherfucking now.
I'm sorry, man. And who are you again?
Right. But so like, even when I heard she was talking about This Is Me Now, the love songs, I just thought to myself, like, why do you think I want to hear this bullshit about you and Ben? I don't give a
especially
fuck.
Especially Ben. Like, Ben, can y'all leave us alone? Can y'all
Ben
just...
drunk ass.
I ain't mad at the drunkness of it all. I just don't want to... It's like the drunk auntie and uncle. It's like auntie.
Being too drunk to know which Jennifer he with. Get out of here.
Not that Jennifer, okay?
Ben, it's the other Jennifer. The Jennifer before that Jennifer, that's the one you with tonight, Ben. I don't care. Why? Jennifer, no. Stop talking
Uncle Ben,
about it.
Uncle Ben.
Right.
Uncle Ben, wake up. Uncle Ben.
Jennifer.
Go to bed now.
Right.
Go get your ass in the bed now, Uncle
Ben. You're slobbering again. Who cares? you spit up again. It's like, what? But why does she think anybody cares? I'm like, I don't go to hear that shit.
This is me now.
Now, right now. I said it right now.
That was me then.
And now, Jennifer, y'all, who cares? Can you imagine what their kids think?
Like, what did she put the emphasis on, you think? This is me now? Or this is me now? This is me now? Or this is me.
This is me now. Right.
No, right. I think you should put the emphasis on the first word.
Right, this me now.
No, try the second word. That didn't work.
Right, one more time. Okay, take two.
Take two.
This is me now.
So mature.
I don't want. And we are their age range. I don't want to think about y'all having sex. Nobody wants.
Listen, Uncle and Auntie.
Oh, so okay. So the other part of this is, so she planned a world tour, and so recently she had to cancel 7 dates.
Why?
Because of poor ticket sales.
Oh, because that's unfortunate.
Nobody want to see those same old them titties.
them fake. No, okay. Never mind. I'm not gonna be mean.
Sappy ass. You know she gonna do them same hip hop dance. One, two.
This is hip hop. Have you seen that video? This is hip hop. See, right. This is hip hop. See, hip hop is here. You do
right. That's what they're saying. They're saying in the documentary, she's trying. So this is why the Bronx is tired of her. They said, we're so tired of you pimping the Bronx for an identity, using our community when you won't do shit for us. When you come here, when you want to get credit or publicity or when you're promoting something, but you won't help us do nothing. You won't donate money. The high school she went to had to close. They said that they would contact her for donations. She won't help them. They said that every person has stories about interacting with her. They said she treats people like shit. You're not allowed to talk to her. You have to talk to her security guards. That this one little boy talked about how she showed up one day for something and the guards pushed the little kids on the ground.
Oh, Jenny from the block. No.
Yes, it's story after story of her abhorrent character and behavior and how she has nothing for the block. She won't support them in any way. But you can see she took $20 million of her own money to tell this same tired ass story
that nobody wants.
Nobody wants to hear. And for the record, bitch, you were about to marry the baseball dude months before you pulled a Ben out of rehab. And grind on that drunk dick again. So stop.
Well, let me just say, this is, you know, she is no stranger to strategic alliances. And I'm guessing that there's some strategy that she has by aligning herself with Ben. Otherwise, just gross. But the other thing is, I want to hear from one of my favorite artists that she used to be married to and has her children with, and that's Mark Anthony. Because the Bronx, I think that they love him.
You might be right.
I think that people really love, everybody loves Mark Anthony.
You know what? You're right. Because he doesn't get this type of backlash. But like some of the people that have been speaking up about her, though, this whole trifecta of things that she's trying to do has triggered them. Like a lot of them have said, you know what? I sit back. I usually don't say anything.
Mm-mm.
I just let it be. But this, all of this, I've had it. So apparently there's a scene in the documentary and they keep showing it. She doesn't have any makeup on or anything. And she's like, her hair is everywhere, and she's like sitting here like this, my hair all wild and stuff, reminds me of being in the Bronx.
Oh my god.
16, just running up against, up and down the block.
Are you shitting me right now?
I am not putting no extra spice on this. This is literal. So for whatever reason, that particular scene brought people out of the dark. Like, I can't do this anymore. I got to stand up.
Like, damn it. This enough is enough.
Enough is enough. They're like, bitch, you ain't been on the block, first off, in 35, 40 years or some shit. Then they went and pulled up a picture of her from that year, and she had a short haircut. They was like, okay, she could have cut her hair the day before this, but just so you know, this is a picture from that year when she claimed she had wild hair. And they were like, here's the block, by the way. What block is she running up? This neighborhood was full of Italians and Irish people. She went to a private school that her mother taught at.
Oh, is that right?
Mostly, yeah. So the people that actually know, they went through and broke it down. They're like, we weren't going to ruin this for y'all, but we're sick of her shit. We're sick of her pimping this identity when she has something to promote, but she will not help the community. She treats everybody like shit.
That's too bad, J-Lo. And Diddy, J-Lo, by the way, is the name that Diddy gave her. You do realize that.
Yeah, by the way, kids. It she didn't even have that. So
she's no stranger. I guess, should we feel sorry for her for this? Or how should we feel? I don't know.
I most certainly do not feel sorry for her. I mean, I don't.
I don't either. I think that she just has to learn. This is a teaching moment, a lesson for her, because she might have thought that it was one way, that people gave two fucks about who she is now. This is me now. And she might have thought that, you know, she could go and shake her booty, her little old booty, and get people engaged and happy. But apparently that is not what people are excited about. And so this is a lesson for her. And I think that I do think that she is no stranger to strategic alliances and kind of being an opportunist about, you know, certain things. I think that, and I'm not taking anything away from her. I used to rock with her first jams, you know, her first songs and everything. Well, I remember her when she was on In Living Color. And I did hear some unfavorable things, though, about her and other celebrities. In Living Color, like she was like brand new, like later on after she became J-Lo, you know, which is unfortunate because it's like, you know, there's a world order. I just believe there's a world order, man.
Yeah.
So you keep that shit up. Keep it up.
Keep it right.
And then let's see you in about 10, another 20. Come back and let us know who you are then.
Exactly. But you know what, to your point, there have always been some less than favorable stories about how she has interacted with people.
Other celebrities too.
Other celebrities and stuff, other dancers. But it was like her celebrity was just so big at certain moments that it took more weight. That just took the priority. But there have always been stories here and there, you know, but they're saying this is the age of Aquarius, and what's real shit is just being called out. But like, I hope they stay together.
I really just hope they just leave us alone for a while. Just go and live your happily ever after. I'm not mad at the whole alliance, if that's what you want to do, but can you just leave us alone? But I don't want to.
But celebrities are so self-absorbed that they really think
this song is about them.
This is like literally,
you think this song is about you. You're so vain.
You believe that we're supposed to pay you to tell us some little crafted story about who you fucking with. You really believe that? And why would J-Lo think that she can do a Renaissance world tour?
because she's wanting to prove that she's bigger than Beyonce.
And then she's gonna do a video album or what, and then claim it's never been done before.
If she don't sit her ass down,
bye. So do I feel sorry for her? Hell no.
I'm gonna buy a t-shirt. I'm gonna make a t-shirt.
No.
SYAD. Sit your ass down.
Sit your ass down.
Thank you for listening. If you like what you heard, review, subscribe, and share. It helps other listeners find us. And don't forget to follow us at Yummy Fearless on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and even Pinterest, where you'll find additional content from today's show and also our highly curated He Can Get It list. As always, you can listen to the Yummy and Fearless podcast with the Side Chicks on Apple iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher, and Spotify. And if no one else has told you today, we love you and thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to a podcast of the Podfix Network. Discover more audible gems like this at podfixnetwork.com. Make sure to catch up-to-the-minute network shenanigans by following @Podfix on Twitter, @official_Podfix on Instagram, @Podfix Network on Facebook. And make sure to subscribe to Podfix Presents wherever you choose to find podcasts. The Podfix Network, artist-owned and loved.